High hopes. I had high hopes. I was going to learn how to play the ukulele, visit my granddaughter in California, take a sailing cruise in Italy. After all, COVID-19 was little more than an annual flu and would disappear almost like a miracle. What, me worry? This has been a year of evolving information, a year replete with misinformation and disinformation. Our lifestyle will never be the same. There is no normal to return to. As we move past the one-year mark of response, or lack thereof, to the COVID-19 pandemic, most previous plans are on hold. I plan instead to get my two-shot vaccination. I anticipate wearing a mask when interacting with people, probably from now on, and I'm okay with that. Until we know more about this virus, its variants, how it is transmitted, how it is cured, and how to help those whose recovery is long and morbidly expensive, I will do my part to keep myself and others as safe as possible. Some whom I love feel their freedoms are under attack by this mandate. They think I'm acting out of fear. But this is my choice as a senior woman who escaped polio as a child because of a vaccine and whose mother suffered through diphtheria and scarlet fever as a child because there was none. Curtailed, perhaps, but in my opinion, I had it easy, and I am grateful. This is Sharon Nicola, and that is my perspective.